Chapter 6. Cruelty. My friend's daughter has vitiligo. Ever seen it? It's just a skin disorder that causes white patches where a person doesn't have pigment, the stuff that makes you tan. So Emily's knees and elbows are a little different from the rest of her, which is more noticeable in the summer when she spends about 8 hours of each day in a bathing suit. Emily came home from camp one day last summer in tears. Finally, after a little prodding, she told her mom that there'd been this boy at camp who teased her about her skin. Teased isn't the right word. He tortured her. She was a freak, he said, and then he said she was super ugly. He said this stuff in front of other kids to make it hurt as much as possible. Her mom reacted like an adult should react. She drove to the camp, repeated what the boy had said to the guy running the place, and asked what the camp could do to protect her daughter from that kind of cruelty. Emily's dad, though, reacted like a guy. He wanted to find the boy and pound the crap out of him. He told me what had happened, and I offered to join him. We could take turns. We went on that way for a while, figuring out all the evil things we could do to a kid who would pick on such a lovely, loving girl. Guys like to fantasize about violent revenge. The more gruesome, the better. We've seen way too many movies with either Clint Eastwood or Vin Diesel, depending on our age. Anyway, we obviously didn't go out and administer a pounding, both because it would have been wrong and because we didn't have to. The camp kicked the kid out. Turns out Emily wasn't his only target that day, and even the counselors had told the camp director that the kid had to go. In one way, the problem was solved. The boy was gone. But in another way, it wasn't. Emily was now suddenly self-conscious about a condition she'd had for a long time. That's what bullies do. They make you feel lousy about you. They plant seeds of self-doubt. Emily couldn't understand why this boy who she'd never met before would say such horrible things to her. And part of her wondered if everyone else secretly thought the same thing. I went home and looked at my girls that night, and I tried to think of what I would tell them if they were trashed by somebody the way Emily was. As soon as I had an idea, I wrote it in an email and sent it to her. This is some of what it said. Dear Emily, I got tortured as a kid, actually all the way through high school, because I was one of the skinniest boys around. I won't ever forget, at the age of 15, being at a bowling tournament and having this really cute girl from another country club decide it was hysterical to call me Bony Bean, a name her friends picked up and used. Needless to say, my bowling suffered, as did my heart. I couldn't help being skinny. I tried to be a good guy, I listened, I cared what other people thought, I wanted to do kind things, but I got made fun of because I didn't weigh enough. That girl didn't know the first thing about me. Just like the creep at camp didn't know you. Yet she felt some need to make me feel small. Why? Why is someone cruel to you, even when you've done nothing to him or her? Why would that jerk at camp decide to pick on you for having vitiligo, something that doesn't affect him and that you have no control over? Here's the answer that took me years to really understand. People are cruel because they're miserable inside. That nasty little kid lashed out at you today for one reason. He's in pain. He might be mistreated at home. He might be ignored. He might be so insecure that the only way he knows to make himself feel good is by making other people feel bad. You'll never know his reasons, but I promise you one thing. He's really unhappy. In looking back at the people who caused me pain as a kid, I realized that the well-adjusted ones, the kids who had self-confidence, never ever picked on me. It was the ones who didn't get the love and support that I got, or worse, it was the ones whose parents told them they were worthless that felt the need to drag me down. You can't possibly understand what it's like to feel you don't matter, like you're no good, because your parents make sure that you know just how very much you do matter. And this kid who picked on you could matter too, but I'm guessing no one will ever tell him that. I hope they will. I hope eventually he stops feeling so insecure, because security is sort of the antidote to meanness. Love, Philip, formerly known as Bony Bean. Of course, as cruelty goes, what Emily faced is pretty easy to figure out and deal with. The little brat who says something nasty to you for no apparent reason and then promptly disappears from your life? It hurts, but it's over fast. What's not so easy is when it happens a lot, especially at a place like school where you can't exactly get away. And here's the kicker, when the person tormenting you is supposed to be your friend.